Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report.
Mike, it's great seeing you again.
There's been a great effort in Harrisburg lately to focus on financial issues, and you're a member of a caucus that's been doing just that and looking at how we can make state government more responsive to taxpayer concerns and more fiscally sound. And I understand you've been working on some legislation that has to do with financial reporting. What's going on here?
Mike, I'm absolutely excited about this. And if you get excited about a set of financials, that ought to scare anybody. But what we're doing is we're trying to budget in the Commonwealth, and we don't have a roadmap. It'd be very similar to try to drive to Philadelphia to Pittsburgh and not know where the roads are that you're going to be taking. So we don't have a completely comprehensive set of financials in the Commonwealth. We do have an annual report that gets provided and gets audited, but it's only on the discretionary portion. And so what our proposal is to do is to sit down with the Pennsylvania Institute of CPAs and this brand new caucus we have. It's called the Financial Rescue Caucus. It's a bipartisan group of folks that we're going to sit down and we're going to roll up our sleeves and really start saying what kind of information we need. And one of the things that we've identified already is we need to have a comprehensive financial picture of things going on in the Commonwealth, very similar to you would want to do with any company or candidly any homeowner would want to know if you have a 30-year mortgage, how much you can have to pay. We want to show people where all the money travels into and out of, how it's accounted for. And specific objective is it will give us the roadmap we need about what needs to do to be fixed. I'm really pleased to see that one measure that's already going through is this performance-based budgeting bill that's worked its way through the House of Representatives now. It's in the Senate for concurrence. That gives us the performance metrics. But what we now need is the roadmap to figure out what it is that we need to be actually monitoring. So this bill that we're going to be creating is going to be an effort of the Governmental Accounting Standards Board, the Pennsylvania Institute of CPAs, legislators that are going to roll up their sleeves, great research staff, in which we will be creating a new template that's not been done by any other state. And I'm really excited about it because I think Pennsylvania will put itself on a roadmap to saying, how can we really have accountable, efficient, and responsible government spending taxpayers' dollars the way it's supposed to be and get off the backs of taxpayers rather than assuming, as I think gets assumed all too often now, that every dollar that's spent by government is a dollar well spent, but that's just not true.
And of course, it is an issue because a lot of people look at state government and state government budgeting and go, well, the general fund budget is everything that the state funds, but it's really only a portion of it. And so we're not always looking at the full financial picture, are we?
Mike, not at all. In fact, most people don't realize this, but the budget that gets approved by the legislature is really only on that portion under which we have control, which is about $30 to $32 billion. We actually spend in Pennsylvania direct pass-throughs and other commissions and fees and other things that get accounted for in a different way of $82 billion. So the total amount that we actually don't have great access to is $50 billion. And in full disclosure, what happens is if we save some of that money, it goes back to the federal government. And I quite candidly, as a financial steward, don't have a problem with spending government money more efficiently, be it at the federal, state, or local level. You know, our communities, our taxpayers are really hurting. The people that need assistance from government are really hurting. So I think it's absolutely essential that we know that the money that we're getting in, all $82 billion of it, is accounted for and used in the best possible means so that our citizens get the services that they need and the taxpayers get the relief that they so richly deserve.
Well, we're looking forward to the results of your efforts in terms of putting this legislation together. Representative Ryan, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.